Personal questions. Are you happy every day? Do you love your life? Do you have a great career? Do you have a business that you're excited about? Do you live where you want to live? Do you drive what you want to drive? Do you have the people in your life that you want to have? Do you have the amount of money that you want? And are you healthy, fit and strong and in great shape? Do you like what you see in the mirror? Do you have lots of energy every day? Interesting questions, very personal questions. And there was certainly a time in my life where the answer to all of those was no, 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 and no. I don't like my life. I don't like who I am. I have very low self-esteem and low self-confidence. I want to be good at what I do, but I'm not. I wish people liked me and I care what people think. I certainly didn't live in a house that I wanted to live in, drive what I wanted to drive, and I certainly didn't have great relationships. It's funny now though, because people say to me, Roe, you're so lucky because you're happy all the time. You're healthy, fit and strong. You've been the same weight and the same size for 25, 30 years. You've always seemed to have lots of energy and you've got a great husband and a beautiful home and you're happy all the time. And it's almost like they accuse me of, how can you be happy all the time? In fact, some people actually do accuse me. It's not possible, Roe. You can't be happy all the time. Get realistic. And I wonder what reality is. Isn't it what we create? Don't we create our own life? And from someone who ran away from home when I was not even 15, I lived in the lowest socioeconomic suburb of Sydney where everybody said you can't be successful because you come from Campbelltown. I don't have a tertiary education. And I wanted people to like me. So I did that by having my boobies out and my ass cheeks out and forcing myself to have really ripped abdominals so people would be impressed by my impressiveness. However, there's a big turnaround. And when you're at a place where you really like who you are and you love your life, you ask, how did I get here? Or the reverse, if you're out of shape and you don't like your life and you're unhappy, ask yourself, how did I get here? My personal training client said to me, Roe, I don't know how I became overweight or I don't know how I got out of shape. It's a pretty easy question. How did you get out of shape? What did you do to get there? And let's just do the opposite. So I did exactly that, and that's why this is such a personal thing for me to share. How do I stop hating myself? How do I stop caring what other people think? How do I get great people into my life? How do I have a career that I love? How do I have a body that I'm proud of and I'm healthy, fit and strong, and I can maintain that without having to do stupid exercise programs and silly diets and being a fanatic? And for me, it was an easy process because, and I don't think it's easy for me, I think it's easy for everybody because it is a choice. We get to choose everything in our lives. And I think when you accept that fact and you stop blaming other people and stop blaming your parents and your family and your life and the government and your circumstances, and you take full responsibility for the way you feel, what you think, what you do and what you say, then life changes around. So that's what I did. I decided that I would stop stopping, and I can't put it any other way. Every time I stop, every time you stop before you're finished, you're telling yourself that you're a quitter. And you get into the habit of being a quitter. You get into the habit of being lazy. You get into the habit of telling yourself that it's okay not to finish. So if you set a time that you're going to exercise, go a little bit longer, even if it's only 1 or 2 seconds. If you choose a number of exercises to do, always do a couple more. Just so you're telling yourself, I'm not only not a quitter, but I'm an extra mile person. And then you get into the habit of being an extra mile person. People often accuse me of being really tidy and really clean and really organized. Well, that's because I was untidy and disorganized and it wasn't making my life very good. So every time I didn't feel like doing the housework or I didn't feel like doing the ironing or I didn't feel like cleaning the car, isn't that what discipline is? Do what you should do when you should do it, even if you don't feel like it. And it's not about having a clean car or a clean house. It's about telling yourself that you deserve those things. And then I used to have a really horrible car and I didn't even want to test drive a beautiful car. I didn't think I was good enough to have a beautiful car. What are you telling yourself? Self-confidence when you say to yourself, I don't deserve to have an expensive, safe, gorgeous car. And just to look at a car like that in the garage makes you feel good because you've done what it takes to deserve it. And I often get accused of that, you know, Roe's got beautiful clothes or she's got beautiful shoes or a nice car or a nice house. And I love it when people accuse me of that because it says, it makes me proud of the standards that I have. I don't accept ugly, negative, nasty people in my life. And when I say ugly, ugliness comes from the inside. There's plenty of beautiful people in the world physically on the outside, but they don't like who they are on the inside. inside, and I know what that's like because that was me. People used to tell me all the time, you're in great shape and you've got a nice ass and you're a pretty girl, but I didn't think that because I wasn't being the person that I needed to be because I was a quitter. I used to stop before it was finished. So now if I read a book, I finish it. If I go to a movie, I watch the whole movie and I learn from the experience of what not to do ever again. If I go to a conference, if I start an education process, everything that I do is always about completing and doing a little bit more. I go to a great business event and I watch people leave early. See, I can't do that. Apart from the fact that it's rude to the presenter or the speaker to leave early, that's just rude. And there's a great thing. What are you telling yourself if it's okay to be rude to other people? I believe you're telling yourself it's okay to be rude to yourself. And for me, it's all about self-respect. If you respect who you are, you eat healthy food, you look after your body, you have a beautiful home, you have a clean and organized environment, you have great people in your life, very disrespectful to yourself to have people in your life who disrespect you. Don't accept it. You deserve better than people who pull you down, be nasty to you, criticize you. And there's always going to be those people, but you don't have to have them in your life. If you don't have people in your life who are respectful to you, it would be disrespectful to yourself. So be a finisher, be a winner. And a winner is the person who does a little bit more. They go across the start line and the finish line. You cannot win if you don't finish. And extra mile people do just a little bit more every single time. When it comes to clothing, I can never understand this. I lost so many opportunities and so many people thought I was stupid because of the way that I dressed. And I dressed to try and impress people and I was doing exactly the opposite. I was intimidating my own clients who felt they had to compete with my ripped abdominals or my ass cheeks or my boobies. I lost speaking opportunities, career promotion opportunities, opportunities to hang out with successful, respectful people because of the way that I dressed. And now it's about, and we're all in the habit of getting dressed, but what if you got into the habit of always getting dressed nicely? And I say this every day, I have to get dressed anyway, so why not go the extra mile and look like I'm at the very best in my game? I'm at the top of my game. I'm the best at what I do. When people look at you from a distance, do they think of you as a professional, as a leader, as somebody to be admired or respected? Or do they look at you as I used to dress as a stripper? Oh, there goes a girl with her ass cheeks hanging out. It might be nice every so often to get a wolf whistle, but it's not about the wolf whistle. It's about the respect from the people who are respectful. So for me, it is easy and it's very personal. Decide from this day forward, if you want to be happy, if you want to have a great life, if you want to have a career that you love, if you want to be in great relationships, you get to choose all of those things. If you're in a poor relationship, get out. If you're in a job that you don't like, quit. People say it's risky. Well, isn't it more risky to stay somewhere for years and years and years with people that you don't like, who don't respect you, who don't pay you what you deserve, and stay there? Isn't that disrespectful of yourself? Take the big risk and back yourself. When you believe in yourself, you can do anything. But the only way to believe in yourself is to get into the habit of it. And every time you quit, every time you stop before you finished, every time you don't do all you can do, every time you put in less than 100% effort, you're telling yourself that you don't deserve it and you aren't respecting yourself. So yes, I'm happy every single day. I laugh every day. I hold hands with my gorgeous husband and we laugh with each other every day. We've got a beautiful home. We've got a happy environment. We do what we love and we only have people in our lives who respect us. And by the way, if you have nobody in your life but you respect you, it doesn't matter because ultimately the person that you can rely on is the person that sits at the end of your own arm. That's where the helping hand is. And I learned that early. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm. Dress like a professional, act like a professional, be a professional person. And that simply means be respectful, be kind, be generous, be gracious, be gorgeous. And if people don't like that, that doesn't matter because you'll like you. And that is what matters.